Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap Happens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yule Bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How was your birthday?
It was delightful. I had a great time. Thanks to everyone who gave me all sorts of love. I appreciate it greatly.
Oh, Ben. Love you, buddy.
It's good times. And as a gift to myself, I'm going to be extra mean on this recap. A below deck.
Love it.
Let it all out.
Give a gift to the world.
Okay? Gift to the world.
It's our gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Below Deck Med. We keep saying every week we're not going to recap this, and then we keep talking about it. Last week we did not do a full recap, but we talked about it for a good 30 minutes at the beginning of the Salt Lake City recap. So go check that out if you'd like. It's just a bunch of yelling at Kyle, pretty much, which is probably what this one's going to be.
As well, I would imagine. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah.
God just can't help himself, can he? Oh, my God.
He's a terrible person.
I do not want someone like you on this boat. Now, if you ever do it again, I'm going to hug you real hard. Now, get out of here. Get out of here, hug neater. So he leaves, and then he's like, oh, my God, I'm going to quit. I'm such a victim. And then immediately is starting shit with the new girl. Who
right
literally,
away.
Listen, she not only does nothing, as in work, but she also did nothing to you, sir.
Yeah. She is generally a useless presence, and you're gonna waste your breath. You're gonna jeopardize your job over her. Like, it's not worth it. Let her hang herself, as they say.
Wow.
I mean, it's a little dark. Don't mean it like that.
It's dark.
Just like, you know, like you give someone enough rope, right? Isn't that the expression? Can we have a nicer version of that expression?
Well, that is a terrible expression as well. Okay. How about you give someone enough ice cream, they're going to eat too much ice cream. That's what's going to happen
here. Too much ice cream. Listen, let people walk out in the sun in their ice cream cone long enough, they're going to have dribbles down their fingers. That's the expression.
You know, here's what's going to happen. You give someone too many arms, they're going to hug too many people. Can you hug too many people? No, make me an octopus. I dare you.
Listen, you give someone too much responsibility when they're completely ill-equipped for the job, you're going to wind up with a Norma, you know?
Okay, you know what? Let's go back to the role-playing in people, because that one's real easy. It's an easier one to follow.
Okay, so let's dive into some Below Deck Med. So
where we left off last time was the group night out. Everybody's partying, having a good time, and the chef is wasted, and he starts joking around with Lily, the new girl, and they are bantering and about how their banter is so much better than everyone else because they're both British. And Kyle's like, oh, your banter's so above us, is it? So have you been to then? He wasn't so brave without you, but now he is. So look at that, he's brave.
Now you have opened Book of Worms. They included that again. Book of Worms. And Kyle's like, they're playing games. I don't know what they're talking about. I see something else. And Lily's like, but we have good banter in England. And he's like, yeah, but even in New Zealand, and like, we have banter, and like, there's banter, and we have banter in different places. And she goes, yeah, but I think that like everyone's banter is just a really good adaptation of ours.
Yeah.
Which and is probably true, by the way. The Brits are really good with banter. Like, I think there's certain things we have to be open to, which is that like all of us places that are colonies of the British Empire, our banter is probably derivative of them in some way.
Well, they're definitely better at taking the piss and accepting it when people are coming back at them. And Kyle's like sitting here trying to prove like, oh, we're better at banter. First of all, that's not really banter, saying like, we're better. No, we're better. This is terrible. And the fact that you're getting so defensive and pissy about it proves that you don't have what it takes with this crew. So just back down. Like, the whole point is being able to take a joke, which he obviously cannot. So Jack's like, well, I'll tell you this, what I think of this. Carl's the drummer here, isn't he? Carl's the drummer, you know? Like, he says, Natalia's the issue. Why is his drummer still happening? I was supportive of her, but I wish I was more supportive now that I've seen what I've seen.
So then Kyle goes off to the bathroom and Toomey's like, Kyle is like a stick of dynamite. Like, he doesn't even need the dynamite. He just goes like, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is he's just explosive chemical reaction. He's a terrible, terrible explosion that will hurt other people. In other words, so glad that he's my second stew. So glad that we have him on this boat.
So now everybody goes out to the club, and Sandy's the club, as they say, and Sandy's just walking around the boat going, oh my God, what is this? Because the boat is trashed. I mean, they just left beer bottles everywhere. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, wind is a repeat tonight. So Sandy is not glued to the screen. She's actually seeing what people are doing, and she doesn't like. She doesn't like it.
Yeah. You know what? When I walk downstairs, I don't want to see this disaster. I only want to see a disaster in human form, which is why I kept Kyle on board. This is disgusting.
This basically looks like Hannah Banana's inside when she's shooting heroin through her toes. Okay? Disaster. Looks like a messy disaster is what it is.
You know what? Even between charters, after your party, clean up after yourself. It's not a frat house. It's just a luxury yacht that forces mentalists onto people.
But also, frat houses, you should also clean up after yourself. Is there a rule against it? There's sure not. Okay. So, back at the club, everyone's partying, and Max is like, Lily's pretty. Some new adventure is going to come. I'm Peter Pan, and I will never be serious. But, you know, I don't know. I like your energy. Peter Pan, Eiffel Tower.
I feel like it's just never a good thing to describe yourself as Peter Pan. Like, people who just actually say, like, the last person I can really think of who did that was like Reza on Shaza Sunset. Like, I'm Peter Pan. Like, I can't help it. I'm Peter Pan. And then he was like licking a twink's armpit in a club. And not a good thing, Max. Not a good thing to describe yourself as. So,
yeah, I mean, does Peter Pan really? I don't really get it. Also, no one who says that is really Sandy Duncan worthy. And that is Peter. That's the original Nabisco Levin. Not Nabisco. Triscuit Levin. Was it Triscuits? No, why do we never get
thins,
this right?
Wheat Thins. Is what you're looking
Levin,
for.
Levin, Peter Pan. One glass eye, Peter Pan. God, I
one
love
glass
her.
Eye.
Sandy Duncan.
You know why she got that glass eye, by the way? Because that softball in the opening credits of Hogan's Family got her right in the face.
Wow. That's not true.
No, it's not.
The real reason she got her glass eye is because she was driving while she was eating a Wheat Thin, and those are sharp.
The real reason why she got a glass eye.
Went over a speed bump and boom.
Yeah, and the speed bump was too big because Norma hired the person to make it, bitch. So
really, you're Sandy Duncan. You're Sandy Duncan shaming me. You know what? I'm not even going to go to a thing about it. But fuck you, bloop,
bloop. Listen, someone's got to. It's about time someone was held accountable for Sandy Duncan's eye. Okay, do you know how difficult it is to watch her do Peter Pan these days? She just keeps on bonking into walls. Bloop.
You know, you could have replaced Kyle with a Triscuit or a Wheat Thin, and it would have been less harmful. Then what you ended up doing, you stupid slut.
You know what? I don't even want to hear you talk about Wheat Thins, because I'll tell you two things that you aren't. You're not wheat and you're not thin. Bloop.
Wow, now we're fat shaming. That's great. Let me tell you, I wish that both of my eyes were glass so I didn't have to see what a mess you've made of your life. Bloop.
Bloop. A mess that you created by sending me these living morons to create pizza parties in the crew mess and then not clean it up. / bitch. Boop.
Sorry, you don't understand British humor, you dumb slag. Bloop.
Tally ho.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Hey, I'm not talking to
who's
you.
Who's that person? Hey, are you... are you using robotic systems to diss me? Bloop.
I could be sending you voicemail, and it would be better trained than they're ever going to be with you in charge. Bloop.
Ah, voicemail, something you've never even received because no one ever wants to call you. Bloop.
Okay, that's enough. I sure love you, slut. Hope you're having a great one. Bye, bitch.
I love you too, bitch, but seriously, please send them up because these people are real slabs.
Bloop. Okay, so Lily is asking... Oh, no, let's see here. So everyone's like partying, right? Okay, so then Jess and Luca with their terrible flirting. Also, yeah. Jess, you know that you're going to get screwed over on this one, right? Okay, because we all do. So she's like, you know what? You have a great smile. And he's like, you do too. And she goes, yours is way better. Is she smiling? I can't really...
It's like this is like watching. This is just like witnessing two invertebrates communicate. Like it's like this. This is as fascinating as watching the mating rituals of jellyfish. And so Jess is like, "Luca's cute, and if you're stupid, if you don't think so, like you're stupid if you're going to pursue this. And also, why do we have to watch this? Really, like two personality-free people smiling at each other. It's not great TV."
So Lily is talking to Jack and she's like, what happened with Carl over there? And he's like, basically a lot of shit happened with the other Stu, who's my friend, and he was a big part of that, and he caused drama, and I'd rather just not go there. You know, I've just been a little bit distant from him because I don't want drama.
And then Kyle just comes over and goes, at the end of the day, everyone is going to have their own reserved opinion, so reserve your own. And Lily's like,
I didn't do anything to you.
He's been against us since the beginning, and he will continue to be like that, and he will separate you from the rest of us. Jack being the divisive force on this boat.
And Jack is just like sitting there kind of like, like swaying, like, when did sexiness ever tear people apart? And Kyle's like, oh yeah, he's the one that's gonna separate the interior team. He's never wanted to work with us. If you have your own opinion, love, have your own opinion, love. Have it. Go and hear it. Oh my God. Just please push Kyle off of something. How do people around Kyle stand this? Everyone's just like, whatever. Kyle's being Kyle. Tell Kyle to shut the fuck up. How has not one of you said, shut the fuck up, bro?
I feel bad for his fiance, who is probably just the victim of so many mind games. So Lily is like, I don't have anything. Like, I don't care about anything. And Kyle's like, well, that's all that matters. And Jack's like, don't respond, Lily. And Kyle's like, you know, some people have a lot of growing up to do and to face how to work with an interior team. And some people need to level up. Because if you don't level up like Ciara, you're going to feel like an outcast. And you're going to be an outcast. I'm like, are you... saying this to Jack, the chef who doesn't really interact with you very much, who just sits in his corner and like chops carrots all day?
Yeah, Kyle's basically like, oh, you're mean to me. Well, see how you like it when nobody speaks to you. You know? Right. And Lily gets it. You know, she's like, he made me feel like if you're not on his side, then you might as well be in the sea. You know, that's what it made me feel like. All right, let's buy. So she goes to Toomey and she's like, so I just want you to know that any of this gossip, I don't want to get involved in it. Toomey's like, you're not involved. And she goes, yeah, but like Carl wants to involve me. And she goes, what happened? Tell me so I can go run and tell Kyle immediately.
I know. And make you sound really bad. And she's like, well, he was like, you don't want to get involved with the chef, like that kind of thing. And I was like ignoring it anyway. And Jack was like right behind me. And it felt uncomfortable. Sort of like the time when I fell over on Roger Federer's foot while I was clearing balls at Wimbledon. And he was like, listen, you can always come to me. And I know that that's what you're doing right now. Always come to me. And then I'll throw you under the bus to Kyle. It'll be so fun for me. Not for you, but for me. Don't you worry about it.
And Toomey's like, I feel like a preschool teacher trying to get the kids together. And she's like, yeah, I thought this drama was over, but apparently not. And I'm going to need to have a conversation with Kyle, but without alcohol involved. So they head back to the vans. And in one van, Lily is thanking Max and Jack for thanking her feel so much like family. And then, you know, that is nice, but they both want to fuck you. So.
A specific type of family. And then Kyle is in the other van. You know, he's just still so mad about Jack. He's like, I think that Lily is very influenced by Jack. I'm like, okay, this is Jack influencing someone. So, do you want to have a beer? It's like, wow. The influence. It's unrelenting.
You will never tell me what to do.
So he's like, I don't care what you say. I mean, I do care what you say to me, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I actually really don't care what you say. You know what I mean? And then Luke and Jessica,
she's like, because she said to me, argue. She was like, no, I don't think that he's influenced. I don't think she's influenced by Jack. It's, well, I don't care what you say. Oh, wait, I do care what you say. But you know what I mean, right? So then Luca and Jess are just like making out in the back. And then in the other van, Max is saying, is guessing that, you know, obviously Jess and Luca are going to bone. And Lily's like, all right, well, I've got a free cabin. Won't carry me to mine then.
He's like, oh, 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 oh. He's like being as French as possible.
He's probably just a guy, you know, he's probably like one of Captain Sandy's nephews or something. She's like, listen, we need it to be big. Do it French. Do it French. He's like, oh,
so now they get back to
okay, they did like you on the casting. They said your accent's real fun. They don't want you to wear a beret.
So they're back in the boat, and Jack's like, hey, Lily, your nipple's hanging out. I'm trying to tell you as a friend. Look at him trying to influence the interior against each other as usual.
This fucking guy. So then Lily and Max are hooking up, and they're going to go cuddle. And she's like, can I have a hug? You know, I really like hugs. They're in the bed. And he's like, teach me to hug. And she's like, God, I haven't had a hug in ages. He's like, oh, yeah, hug. So then they start boning. And then Luca and Jess are boning.
Teach me how to huggy.
It's basically both couples trying to fuck on these tiny little beds, and neither one of them can do it. And it's so funny. And Luca's like, this is really stressful. And she's like, not as stressful as docking a boat, lol.
He's like, yeah, 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 lying your back. And then Max and Lily just, they just slide off their bed. They just take all, they just, the two of them just like, just, take all the sheets, everything, and just wind up on the floor.
It's like, hey, this is not the queen size bed. Because she keeps like stretching them out until they're on the ground.
So now it's the morning, and it's like 7 a.m., and people are getting out of bed, going back to their original beds. Everyone's hungover. And Luca and Max are like in their bed. And Luca's like, so what happened? Did you bang her? And Max is, did you? And he goes like, yeah. Max is like, yeah. You know, I like Lily. She's pretty, beautiful emerald eyes. I feel like it's Christmas, you know? And I do have a history of making love to my family Christmas tree, so it's appropriate.
And then right after this, love is Lily puke count. One. Ding. So Jack is cooking and Lily is just barfing and barfing.
Yes.
And barfing and barfing and barfing. So Jack pulls Toomey aside for a talk and she's like, explain to me what happened. And he's like, well, he said he's got it in for the interior team. He says, I've got it in for the interior team and trying to turn everyone against him. Do you feel that? Do you?
No, absolutely not. You are part of the team. Would you like to say anything more so that way I can go tell Kyle and turn him against you even more, please?
Well, he says that he wouldn't tell Lily what happened, and I said I wouldn't tell Lily what happened, and Kyle's like, well, why are you trying to get in her head? Why are you turning her against me? And he's like, you have your own opinions. But, you know, he's the one giving her opinions. And then he said, you will never tell me what to do.
So Toomey's like, Kyle is paranoid of people trying to get him, which is why I'm going to go tell him later that people are trying to get him. Okay. So then we see a montage of Kyle just like yelling at everyone all season. And Toomey's like, my job right now is to keep Kyle under control because I cannot have Kyle quit. It is very important that we keep a toxic environment. So as much as Jess can do service, Lily is horrible at laundry. So I need him. And Jack is like, I mean, he can cause drama with a broomstick and a cupboard. Oh my God, did you hear about the broomstick and the cupboard? They hate each other right now. I'm so glad we're talking about it.
Broomstick, I wanted to talk to you. The cupboard just said that you're probably on Ozempic. Very, very thin. Very, very thin.
Listen, cupboard, you can have your own opinions, but make sure that you own opinions because you will never, ever influence me. And I don't care what Broom says because Broom is a slag.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. So now Max is trying to wake up Lily, but she's hungover. And then outside, Luca's, you know, going over stuff with the team. And he's like, you know, I can always rely on Lara, thank God, because she's willing to push through no matter what. And so Sandy calls Luca to the bridge and Lily puke. too.
Ding, yeah. Bleh. This is the part of the episode where it seems useful to write down every time she pukes, but eventually she just starts puking so much. It's just stops. So then Luca, I just stopped writing down how many times she puked. Although maybe I didn't. I don't know. But Luca goes up to see Sandy, and Sandy's like, she's like, good morning. Not for you. Surprise, anti-hug. The way the crew mess was left, not okay. There was booze. There was food. Garbage was overflowing. There were plates stacked up that didn't get washed. Someone put up a sign that said, no hug zone. That's unacceptable.
And she tells us, even though this is Luca's first time being a bosun, it's not his first time on a charter. Being a bosun, you know, on a charter yacht, it's not just about throwing line and calling distances. It's about making sure your schedule is working well. Is the mess clean? Are the guests taken care of? Who is taking a nap? Who is getting a hug? Who is nap hugging? Who is hug napping? What's going on Wind? Anybody seen that show? Come on.
I just don't want him to be complacent, okay? Because that was so bad. It was so bad. Okay, so now go kick some ass. Puke count.
Just three, more barfing.
Four. Five. So, meanwhile, Jess has something important to say. It's really a scary place knowing that my feelings for Luca are starting to grow because, like, Scorpio men are known to be very promiscuous and, like, Luca stung me, and now I'm freaking poisoned.
Probably literally, by the way. And you know who else is known as being very promiscuous? Luca. Okay. Sign aside, okay? I don't even know that I would put all Scorpios in the same boat, okay? Luca is his own kind of promiscuous. Luca's very, very promiscuous.
Yeah, he just gets away with it in some degree because he just sits there and smiles vacantly. So you think, oh, he's nice. He's not promiscuous, but he's literally the most promiscuous. So now,
and he is a very handsome guy. He does have crazy eyes, though. And I've said this since the second he came on screen. He has these very, like, a little just slightly manic eyes. And when they show him getting grumpier and more tired as the episode goes, they really start to come out. Did you notice? Yeah. So now Toomey's looking for Lily and she's checking on her. And it's puke count seven. And she's like, I'm actually dying. And she's like, okay, I guess take an hour. Which you can't really time this. Okay.
Yeah.
The puking's going to puke until it pukes. No more.
Yeah. But also, it's your second day of work, so this is a really bad look. So then Kyle's like, Toomey, I'm just feeling a little bit ill. I'm also going to go lie down. She's like, not going to happen.
Fucking Kyle.
So then.
Of course, Kyle would try to take a nap.
What a time. I wasn't sure if he was joking or not, but the fact that we don't know if he's joking speaks to, I think, Kyle's general character and work ethic. But then Toomey decides to have her conversation with Kyle. So she goes, so yesterday, Sheffy and you, your new friend, and we see another puke.
He's like, oh, hold on. Let me sit down for this. She's like, oh, right. Well, at least you found a positive, Kyle.
So she says, they feel like you're overstepping and you're not going to get along with Chef. So now why would you say they feel like you're overstepping? Just say, Kyle, whatever you're feeling, keep it together. Like, don't tattle on what they said. That's not how you do it. You say, don't be divisive. You just got in trouble for causing too much drama, and now I'm hearing that you're causing drama again. Stop causing drama.
Right, like, because it's only fueling him to, like, go fight with them. Like, oh, now you're going to Toomey about me? You already know. Last time he had a fit was because she went to you. That what's her buns? Went to you. What's her buns? What is her buns? Natalia. Jessica.
Oh, Jessica.
No, Jessica went to her and said that Kyle treated her like she was great. You already know that Kyle, this is going to trigger Kyle. Don't talk. Just say, last night we were all out. I saw you giving all this attitude to the new girl and Jack. You were doing it in front of everybody on the staff, in front of the whole table, getting all pissy. Stop being pissy.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. So she's like, so you're not getting along with the chef anymore? And he's like, well, I always liked him. And she goes, well, then what happened yesterday? Because it's clearly filtering into the new girl. And he goes, well, it's, you know, I haven't told anything about anyone. And I spoke to chef at the table yesterday by himself. And then she came up to me and was like, I have no, like, shit with you or something like that. And if chef wants to cause atomic bombs to go off, by the way, that's not what happened at all.
Not at all, you fucking compulsive liar. None of that is what happened. You yelled in front of everybody at them. And she saw, didn't she?
Like, I thought
wasn't
so.
Wasn't everybody there?
I thought so. So Toomey's like, just like, I will communicate with her. And Kyle's like, you know, I'll be asking, here's what I'm going to do. I'll be asking if supper is ready, if dinner is ready. And as far as him on my social media, he's been blocked. I couldn't even care. I'm like, wow, you care? You couldn't even care so much that you blocked the chef on your Instagram.
Literally, who cares? This is a job discussion. Why are you even bringing up your fucking social?
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo. But as far as him on my social, he's been blocked. Oh! All right, Kyle, get off the floor then.
Kyle, all these get people up now. Stop following me on Instagram. You blocked them all.
So Timmy's like, I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for Kyle to just be quiet. He is who he is, you know?
She's like, I really can't be handling men in their 30s. I'm sorry. So now it's time for a preference sheet meeting. Okay, charter number 6, Michael Stevens. He's the CEO of a dental implant company, and he's bringing a whole bunch of people who don't seem to know each other on the boat with him. All right, and they want to snorkel and they want to go diving.
Yeah, they want a 007 casino royal themed dinner, which, okay. It's very, the dental implant guy is like, you know what? Give me a James Bond.
Yeah.
Give it to me. They'll never know. What's in my teeth?
And they also want an opera singer to come on and sing Happy Birthday, which seems ridiculous. So, meanwhile, Lily is still in bed after all this. And Jess is like, she's just sleeping at this point. She needs to get the fuck up. Honestly, take charge, because anything I say gets taken into the fucking next level. So I'm not even going to say anything anymore. That's Kyle playing the victim.
Always. So then Max checks on Lily, and Toomey talks to Sandy. She's like, okay, listen, Toomey's like, I've got a fourth stew that cannot handle her hangover. And she's like, well, I'm gonna go wake her up. Okay, gotta get up now. Knock, 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 Lily. Who is it?
It's Sandy. I need you on deck. Sora,
I'm throwing up. Who?
I need you. This is your captain. It's your captain, Sandy. Sandy, your captain. Do you understand the concept of the captain? So if you understand that's me. I actually run this boat. Yeah, I need you on deck. If you're ready, throw up. Oh, she didn't fall for it. Dang it. Ah, yeah, she's ready. She's ready.
So she's like, this is a real job. And I just need 20 minutes. So she's like, oh, God, holy cannoli. Jeez. Hey, you know what? What if cannoli was holy? That'd be something. It'd probably be Jesus by now. God, I love putting those things down.
You know, the guests want to scuba dive to an underwater monument. I wonder if that monument is actually a cannoli, a holy cannoli. I can say that
there wouldn't even be an underwater monument anymore, because people would have just taken little nibbles of it until it was gone, you know.
Unless they coated it in some sort of resin, so that way the cannoli could be preserved for the rest of eternity as a holy cannoli.
I'm glad they don't put cannolis inside resin. You want to talk about needing a dental implant? Had it tried to eat right through that resin. Boom, there goes the tooth. Hence the dental implant. Dress me in a tux, put me in a fast car, and call me 007.
I've never seen a holy cannoli, but I did once get a cannoli that was in the shape of David Crosby. That was a beautiful cannoli.
Doesn't really make much sense, but God, I love cannolis. That's the point.
Cannolis are the bananas of Italian pastries.
You know what? I wonder if we can get an inflatable cannoli. I don't want to replace the banana, though. God, I love that cannoli. Yeah, it doesn't really have the same ring. Sorry, cannoli. I'm going to eat a banana. No! God damn it, I don't want a banana. I want a cannoli. Oh, my gosh.
Is it?
It's really doing a number on me.
Is it possible to wrap a banana in a cannoli, you know? Just take that little crispy thing and wrap it around the banana, because that'd be the best of both worlds, you know?
You stop talking about bananas and cannoli. Oh, all right, sorry. Okay, when you're done barfing, just get on deck, all
right? Shouldn't have had that train of thought right over you while you're puking. Out loud. Anyway, the point is this. David Crosby, beautiful musician, and an even more beautiful holy cannoli. So Lily says, I think I drank a bit too much. Fuck me. I'm like, I think so. I think that is an accurate diagnosis. So they just keep on cleaning. And now it's nighttime and Lily still feels sick and she's still throwing up at 7:30 p.m. And Toomey is just feeling like it's just a lot training this woman and she's not retaining anything. And it's going to be an uphill battle for.
Well, then we find out that Laura loves singing opera. So she's going to be the opera singer. She's like, I started when I was quite young. When I was young, we would have Phantom of the Opera and the CD in the car. I still carry that with me. Take on me, literally, there is no chandelier in this entire place, and it still just fell on her head. How did that happen?
It's been a rough week for opera on Bravo between her and really? Julia. It's rough.
Bravo is just kicking art in the nuts this week. All week.
So then Laura tells us, I still believe I'm destined to be an opera singer. So now everyone gets to bed.
Glad you got some in there too. Just bursting everyone's eardrums today between me and you. Don't blame us. Blame Bravo.
Yeah. So then Laura bonks her head on the bed. That's her version of getting the chandelier. she actually bonks the things. The chandelier doesn't even have to fall. She actually just headbutts things. And
okay, yeah. It's the, like the boat getting revenge on that voice. The boat's like, I'll play the chandelier. Boom. It's like, ow. I didn't even get up out of bed. How did that hit me?
So now it's next day. And Jack's in the kitchen cooking, and Lily's very excited. She really feels like, she's like, I really turned it around. I'm ready to go. The Brit is back with better bounce than ever before. And it seems like it's been a brand new day.
So you didn't really bounce back because you were gone all day. Okay. Yes. That is slowly getting back. It's not bouncing back. So then, Lily's like, okay, yesterday I ended up finishing half the tasks. And Timmy's like, you did? All right, well, then how do you feel like your first trip was? And she's like, the next one will be better, I'm sure. And Timmy's like, I get it, you know, because I've started mid-charter before, you know, but you just need initiative. You need to ask questions. All right, mm-hmm. So Jess, you can train her, right? And Jess is like, oh my God, why? I'm a beta.
Jess hates that. So then, hey, Toomey, Sandy, can I get my clothes brought up? I don't have any clean shirts, and let's just say I may have had an accident with a cannoli last night after all that talk. So Lily's like, but I put it in this morning. And it turns out that Lily never brought the laundry up to Sandy's quarters.
And Jess goes to do it, and she's like, it's not ironed. So she finally takes the shirt over to her, and Jess is like, did she really finish the list? And so Toomey's like calling Lily to laundry, and Toomey's like, okay, you didn't steam these, and then these weren't done, and Sandy's stuff wasn't done. And listen, my pet peeve, if you say done, I assume it's done. And she's like, oh my God, here we go again. Oh, it's back to square one, isn't it? Oh, that was a list from last night, not a list from today. I mean, I feel like the interior's breaking down, like I'm the one breaking it or something. No one realizes how little experience I have. You know what? It's like not filled with any positivity.
Yeah, she goes,
positivity? Do your fucking job. There's a list. Do the laundry. For Christ's sake, they're not asking you to do their taxes.
I know. She's like, there was no laundry on the other bit. What am I supposed to do? I'm like, have you ever pressed start on a machine before? So now they all get into their whites and they line up at the dock, and Sandy's like, put on that smile. Okay. Well, maybe not you, Jack. That's a little scary. And then Mike Stevens, the primary, the dental implant guy, shows up. He's like, I am so excited. I am jacked. I just learned that word. I hear people say that. I'm so jacked right now. This is so cool. It's awesome. Let's get this party rolling. Let's go. Hey, there's a gangplank. Yeah, fun times.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. talking. We're going to have a nice meal here at this table, huh?
And there's this guy named Amish, and he's like ordering some Class Azul, and he's going to be the drunken troublemaker of this group. And he starts really, he's like out of the box problem.
And of course they're guys, so Kyle likes them. They're already the most obnoxious fucking people we've seen. Well, not ever, but in a while. And Kyle's like, oh my god, they're having the time of their lives. Where were these guys when I was getting my teeth extracted? I was like, wow, had they been women, he'd be like, please take me off of this. I can't. I can't deal with it. Oh, I'm exhausted.
Or I wasn't...
Help me. I need to get my teeth extracted. Get off the ground, Kyle.
I wasn't sure what he meant by that, because I was thinking maybe he meant like, God, like this would have been the time for me to have my teeth extraction, not before. So,
oh, I thought he was, because he was a dental implant guy, he was like, oh my God, these guys are fun. But I don't know.
Oh, no, I think actually you're right. I think you're actually right.
Well, I can tell you this much. It matters. Who's right?
The future of this podcast hinges on the interpretation of this line.
Our friend, the future of this show, our friendship, and the economy,
yeah,
is riding on this.
And Larsa Pippen.
Oh, by the way, Kissinger died, which is so weird. But Kissinger died last week, and everybody was making memes on, like, you know, fuck the worst, whoever the next worst person is in the world. Congratulations on taking that title. And I was like, Larsa Pippen. Is Larsa Pippen to step right up. Congrats, Larsa.
Thank you
so much,
Like. Thank you, Like.
Oh my God, Like, you know who I want to kiss in here? Marcus. He's like so hot, Like.
So, Amish starts like throwing food at one of the other guys, and he's like, sunshine, my sunshine. And he's just like, he's just like a very annoying drunk. And then someone else is like, yeah, sorry, Kyle. He's just gonna be throwing shit. We have no control over him. And then Amish starts like walking around. He's looking, he's like in the galley. He's like, this is so freaking sick. Yeah, man. And they're all like, ha, ha, great, great. Thanks for touring around the galley.
Yeah, so they're assholes. And then Kyle and Jack are still, you know, kind of frosty, but like really just Jack's just doing his job. And then Kyle's coming in like, while Jack is doing stuff. And then he just like kind of like silently storms off.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really just stressful because of Kyle. Jack's basically just doing his work.
Yeah. Kyle's like, I don't owe Jack anything. Like, this is how it is at this point. It's all work-related, and this is solely what I'm focused on. Trying to rekindle and trying to be bum chums, this is not the place. I'm like, sure. Yeah, because you're working. You're acting like you're making some sacrifice when all you're doing is just being professional.
Yeah. So Luke and Jess are like hugging, and Luca is telling us, usually, like, if I'm not in a relationship, like, it's a fling. It's just a fling, but, you know, I always get in trouble with the girls. It always comes back to bite me. Oh, really? I can't imagine why. Yeah. 5 minutes before you completely start ignoring her and giving her the silent treatment and making her fucking crazy. Wow, can't see what's coming at all.
This is classic fuckboy phrasing, when it's always like said in with like a laugh and in sort of a passive voice, as if like, oh, it wasn't anything that I did that gets me in trouble. It's just that this is what happens. I always get in trouble with the girls. I'm always, huh, I'm just a sweet young boy and I just always get in trouble.
Boys no, will be boys. What we saw with boys. Natalia, what happened there, he was pretending to be into her, but then, you know, she was still into her other guy or whatever. But we saw how quickly the act changes, you know? It's like the second he finally realized, then he just dropped it and went straight for Jess to make her jealous. Now we're seeing what's happened when he actually gets the girl and the conquest, and he's just gonna end up doing the same thing to her anyway. It's like, you can't win with this guy. You just can't win.
So the guests are getting their lunch. There's a woman named Carmen there who cracks me up because she has like really intense eyebrows, and she's like, I'm double fisting. And Sandy's now inspecting some garbage. You know, whenever they show footage of Sandy poking around the boat, it's always gonna be bad news. So sure enough, she's like, hey, if I have all the deckhands on deck, can you send someone down here to take the garbage out? come on now, there's an overflowing garbage here. I don't need a visual representation of Norma right under my nose. Am I right, everyone? High five. Oh, no one gets the Norma
thing. Oh, my God, though. You said garbage. I got boner. I got Eiffel Tower.
It's like, okay, well, glad you're back. Glad you're back, Max. Take out the trash, okay? Do not put your penis in it, Max.
Oh, Max, don't throw it in the actual ocean. Oh, God, oh, no, geez. Max.
Okay, well, you know what? He can learn, and that's the important part. Yeah. Max, you sorry?
I'm sorry.
Good. Okay. All right, Max has got his penis out. You know what? I'm just going to... The trash is done. You know, small victories. Small victories.
All right, it's time to drop that anchor. Let's drop that anchor. Okay, droppy, droppy. Ah, the anchor is down. What a day. Took out the garbage, dropped an anchor. It's exciting. Exciting times.
Well, hey, guys. Double-fisting Carmen, screaming down the slide. There she goes. Good for you, Carmen. Good for you, Carmen.
It was like, she was like holding the GoPro and it was like right in her face. She's like...
Carmen was screaming, her eyebrow was screaming, and so was her other eyebrow. It was like three.
Her eyebrows were actually doing the Eiffel Tower. They're just high-fiving each other, but they weren't even being sexual about it. They just were like, best slide ever.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So Laura is talking about schedules with Kyle, and she's got to be up to 12 tonight. And then Kyle's like,
"Now listen, the problem is me is from 12 to 3. That's when I'm running up and down, and that's what killed me last time." And Laura's like, "Well, it will take an earlier break so she can help, you know, like I'll take an earlier break so I can help you. I can help Kyle out later because like it's my duty as lead deckhand to help out when needed. Luca has to adjust the schedule to fit everyone's sleeping pattern because if I get cranky, I get sleepy, I get cranky. And you don't want to see me sleepy because it's not a good look if I get cranky. This is how I look when I'm cranky."
By the way, this episode had a lot to do with Luca's scheduling, and I could follow very little of it because all I know is that at some point they were all sleeping. But like anytime they talked about like I have to go down now, or it's later than when I normally have to go down, or I should be going down earlier or late, all I knew is that Luca was fucking up the scheduling.
Because stupid. What's her buns? The new girl doesn't know how to do anything. So they're having to help out, which has changed their schedules. But now nobody, Luca's not really good at scheduling stuff. I love Laura. She's so great.
She's so good.
I'm obsessed with her.
She is just wonderful. And so
when I go to sleep, I think like, what's Laura doing right now? When I wake up, I'm like, I wonder what Laura's doing right now.
She's just under the Phantom of the Opera. So, by the way, I also love that when she says she loves opera because she listened to the Phantom of the Opera as a child in their family car. Not quite the same, but that's fine. Not the same.
Has opera in it.
Has opera-esque things in it. So, by the way, what was I watching? Oh, God. So I was at the dentist on Friday. I was at the dentist and it meant like my dentist is in a new office and they have like a TV that's like mounted to the ceiling. So that way when you have stuff put in your mouth, you can watch something. I thought I would love it. I watched the Tiger Show. Oh, I watched, I was watching Great British Bake Off, The Professionals, which I thought would be a great distraction, but I felt like it made me tense. But anyway, they on that show, they play classical music and they started playing the piece of music that Julia is singing on Miami. And maybe that's why I was gagging, because I was imagining Julia singing opera while I was getting like a crown put in my mouth. It was really unpleasant. The point is this.
That's definitely gaggable.
The point is this. Bravo and opera do not mix well, especially at the dentist.
This is...
Think of me.
Yeah, they had me watching the tiger. It was like a nature show. I just remember a baby tiger getting lost from the mom, and then they were going to get killed by, I think, panthers? Tigers and panthers, I guess, don't like it. It was terrifying, and I was like, why are you... I couldn't look away, literally, unless I closed my eyes, but I'm not going to look away from that shit. Like, I want to see what happened.
It still baffles me that cats have no solidarity with each other. I'm like, you are a lion. You are a cheetah. You are brothers. Get along.
Do it.
I just become Dr. Simone. I have brought us all together because we are a family.
Okay, so Jack and Lily are hanging out, and Lily's like, I feel like everyone has infamy. And he's like, you were late on your second day, to be fair. And she's like, oh, shut up. And he's like, just like, but don't worry, it was only like 5 hours. Yeah, I mean, you can't really blame everyone if they have it in for you, can you? You know, like, I know the feeling. No one likes me because I'm so hot. You know, it's really difficult to be around someone so good looking. I'm basically a Beatle.
I'm the fifth Beatle. And like, you know, like Carl, he thinks I'm turning everyone against him. And I want to speak to him. But I also think that he should be the one to instigate it. I like the idea of instigating a heart-to-heart.
Oh, we're going to talk right now. Don't you ever try to not talk to me about your feelings again.
You know what? Jake has something on his mind. And I'm sure he wants to see something, but maybe he's too cowardly to see it. It's like, oh, thanks for instigating that. But here's what I have to say. I'm sorry about our tension.
So one thing we didn't mention is Haley is now
on the show.
She's back. Haley's back. So, you know, Haley is leading the scuba dive, and it's the first thing they've given this poor thing to do, like, in years. And she's like,
oh my god, diving is like what started me out being on boats. And like, I've lied 15,000 dives. And you know what? I know diving really well. And like, I really like it. Because, like, also, I don't have to talk when I'm underwater. That's pretty cool, too.
I'm not sure you're talking very much when you're above water either, Haley. So, now Luca's in bed. So Luca's on his break, and he's in bed. And he texts Natalia, and he says, miss you, to Natalia. And then she goes, my favorite thing was our morning coffee dates. Which I'm like, excuse me, you cannot steal it from Below Deck Down Under. That was
I was going to say, that was not her. They didn't have coffee dates. That was from a different Below Deck.
Yeah, exactly.
And who was that having the coffee dates?
It was Margot and like the skinny guy who looked like a skinny Mr. Big.
Yes, the friend-zoned guy. And then there were also coffees on last year. Remember when Natasha and Dave,
did you say something, Dave?
He used to bring her coffee every day. Right. And then after he got all stalkery and crazy, he was like, fuck you, bitch, on a text. He's like, duh, you slut. Because she talked to someone else. Then didn't she leave coffee at his door? He left coffee at her door.
Then she's like...
He left coffee at my door, and then the coffee spilled all over, and that's what love does. Oh, Dave,
did you say something? By the way, speaking of Below Deck Down Under,
are you tired, Dave?
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything, Dave. You must have been hearing the wind.
What'd you say? Wind is back?
I didn't say anything about wind, Sander.
I'm pretty sure he said something.
Oh, God.
Zarina is on OnlyFans, by the way. But I don't... It's not like...
Wow, add a girl. Good for her.
But I don't think it's like scandalous OnlyFans. It's like, do you want to see the other side of Zarina? And it's like her, like, dressed nicely.
Yeah, OnlyFans is tricky, isn't it? Because a lot of people are just on there for other stuff, like... I don't know. We should have an OnlyFans. Be like, hey, this is me watching TV with Bueller. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just like you can do chill things that aren't fucky. But right. She does that. And then guess who else is on OnlyFans doing sexy stuff? Leah from Real Housewives of New York. Have you heard that?
I did not hear that. She's doing sexy Leah's stuff on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I mean, like, posing sexily. I don't know if she's, like, having sex. I just mean sexy stuff.
I can't believe Andy Cohen made her do that.
You get on the Ferris wheel and it goes too fast. You don't know how to get off. It's a reality reckoning on OnlyFans.
Someone posted, which is so rude, because, you know, I'm like, don't shame people on OnlyFans. I said, listen, you know, if I had the body, I would have been like an old school sex worker. Like, I would be doing it, literally anything I could. I mean, I kind of have the boobs for it, but that's neither here nor there. But at the same time, someone posted a meme today, and I'm so sorry, I don't remember who it is, but someone posted a meme on Instagram that said, this is Leah on OnlyFans, and it was the girl from The Ring crawling out the toilet.
Ah, so fun. Well,
is it Bravo Historian? I don't know. So many funny people out there.
Whoever did it.
So many rude, fucking funny people out there.
That's
I remember, great. I'll tell you guys.
So either way, Luca then says to Natalia, "I don't realize you don't realize you lost something until it's gone, and that's the feeling that I've got." So he's fucking around and he's about to find out.
Yeah, so then Luca calls Laura and he's like, "So who hasn't gone on break? No one's going on break. Okay, we'll figure it out. And the Stews are setting up for the dinner party and Toomey is trying to show Lily how to fold things. And she's like, she needs to fold napkins so she can learn, you know? Like, maybe one day she'll be really good and then I'll be like, I groomed you." Listen.
Look at the way
it's
that.
Like Luca as a mate. Don't count on it.
Okay?
Don't count on it.
Got it. I like how low the bar has gotten with Lily, that it's like, I wonder if I could teach her to fold a napkin in half. Can she make this square into a triangle? Can she do it? So now Sandy's watching Laura. Laura's bringing the tender back from the diving expedition, and Sandy goes, "Look at her drive that boat. She's a pro. God."
Wow. Ow.
I've never
the boat
seen
just a, hit me on the head.
I've never seen a chandelier fall out of nowhere in the middle of the open sea. Where'd that come from?
Wow. How those storks shaping themselves like a chandelier just to come crashing down on Lara's head. That was awkward.
Yeah. So the guests are back. The guests, they loved Haley as a scuba instructor. They're like, "She was great. Give her a raise. The way she pointed at things. Wow, amazing work."
"I hope she showed you not to. I hope she told you not to bite into that cannoli. It's resin coated."
"You know, there's some five-head fish out there that lost a tooth because it tried it too hard.
And if you haven't heard about it, he'll be circling the boat in a minute to gossip some more about it. So just you wait." Stupid five-head fish.
So Laura thinks there's some more talk about going on break. Someone should go on break. But who's going to go on break? But Laura's like, "It shouldn't be me because I'm higher position. I should never go on break before someone else." But she's also annoyed because she's like, Luca knew we had an excursion and like he should have sent people on breaks before the excursion, and said he didn't, and now we're all going on breaks now at the same time, yada yada. The point is, she goes, "But I'm not going to throw a hissy fit or a tantrum like Max." And then we see a flashback of Max being a montage of Max having hissy fits.
So then a mentalist comes on board and does tricks for people. And he's like, "All right, then, let me guess,
Mentalist has not arrived. Mentalist has not arrived, which is a key plot point. Because the whole point is that Luca has loaded the tender up before the mentalist had arrived. So now they have to take the tender down. And it speaks to Luca's general mismanagement as a bosun. And it's an issue.
Yeah, sorry. I just saw Mentalist and just started going on my own little world. So like, Laura's like, "Why are we launching the tender? Why didn't she say something before?" And she's like, "To me, it's pretty straightforward. The bosun talks to the chief stew. They communicate about what's going to happen during the day and during the night. And this isn't the first time some cracks are showing with the experience. What did you guys do the whole day on the boat then?"
It's true, because I think they both were on the boat all day long, and not once was there mention of a mentalist coming on board. So Jack is like, "Dinner tonight's going to be three courses. I know Americans love pork belly, right?" Peter's just like, "We do? Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? Well, I'm going to go with it anyway. I don't care." So now,
Luca's getting the mentalist, and Toomey's like, "Oh, I hear you've got mental powers." And he's like, "Powers of deduction. You committed murder because of a tragedy that happened when you were 5 years old. You're also addicted to candy corn and you hate daffodils." That's actually correct. It's Simon Baker from The Mentalist. Just always kind of smelly and in a vest.
Rebooted. Who is the one who said that he smelled? Was that you who had learned that? Or
you
that just
told
like,
me.
Oh, I told
I
you.
I think you told me because I love the show The Mentalist. And years ago, I mean, obviously, we've been doing this too long. I'm like, "Hey, have you seen Steamboat Willie?" But when The Mentalist was on, I was like, oh my God, I was watching this show called The Mentalist. You got, I think you told me that you maybe heard I that did. He really smells. Like, he refused to take baths and people would refuse to shoot with him because he was so B.O.-y.
Well, I wrote down, okay, so I did a search right now, Simon Baker body odor, and then you know how like Google sometimes like pulls up its own answer first before the search results?
Yeah.
Here's Google's answer. Simon Baker quotes, "I don't use deodorant. If you drink enough water, you shouldn't have to. I think I smell good, pretty good without it." So he can go fuck himself. Because guess what? You probably smell wretched, okay? Oh God, there's
Let me tell you. I stink. Have I told? Oh, wait. No, you finish. Oh, God, there's a...
There's a article. Celebs who refuse to wear deodorant. I think this needs to be... We need to get into this because it's important for the public shaming. This is a good use of public shaming. Okay, I am already aghast. I am aghast. Okay, everyone, we pause this recap to bring you a very important recap instead about celebrities who don't do deodorant. Okay. This is from NikkiSwift.com. So if this is incorrect, then sue Nikki Swift. Blame Don't her. Sue us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper takes multiple showers instead. That's so much more wasteful. And by the way, that's not going to help. That's horrific. And then let's see. There's something about Cameron Diaz's reason for going without, so she doesn't do it. I don't believe in antiperspirant. It's really bad for you. I haven't used it in almost 20 years. Oh, God. Diane Kruger is allergic. Okay, I guess she gets a pass. Matthew McConaughey prefers to smell like a man. No surprise there. Of course, Matthew McConaughey doesn't. Okay, Simon Baker rejects all fancy, fiddly, girly stuff. I don't think deodorant is fancy, fiddly, girly stuff. I'm just going to go out on the limb and say that, you know?
Yeah.
He says he told People magazine in 2002 he doesn't like fancy, fiddly, girly stuff, and he says he cuts his own hair. Okay, that's something else. Tom Ford smells like a little sweat, a little dog. Kourtney Kardashian reeks. Okay, Julia Roberts doesn't like sharing her secret. Luke Bryan opts for soap instead. Childish Gambino is on some hippie shit. Well, of course, Childish Gambino. I could tell you right now that he does not use the deodorant. Okay, so this is what we've learned. Wow. Horrifying. Stay away from those celebrities.
Yeah, that's a lot. Wow. I'm surprised. Listen, part of getting work is people wanting to work with you, okay? With deodorant and say Why please is, and say thank you.
Don't you feel like Jared Leto should be on that list? I'm surprised he's not.
I don't know, but you know, sometimes I'm just glad that there's a glass between us and the people on TV.
Yeah.
I need the stinkiness.
Simon Baker, shame on you.
Shame, sir. Shame! Okay, so why are we talking about that? Simon Baker, yeah. Jack is checking on Laura and she's like, don't ask me anything right now. So then basically this mentalist, I really don't understand how this stuff works either. I think that he's very talented because he's guessing like cards in people's hands and then having them write down stuff and then guessing what they're writing down. Like, how does he know?
I don't know how it works. So actually the first person that he goes up to is Carmen, you know, with the eyebrows, and she's very skeptical looking. Well, especially because she has like the eyebrows that can really work skepticism, you know? So he's like, I'm going to ask you to think of some famous place that you've never been to before. Maybe you want to visit. Maybe you want to visit in the future. Try to project to me this place. And she's like, okay, I'm thinking about it. And then finally, like, what's the place that you're thinking about? She goes, Australia. And he's like, he turns around the sign, it says Australia. And then Carmen is a convert. And then from the rest of the night, she's like, yes, do it again, do it again.
Yeah, they really loved it. And I kind of did too. I mean, I was maced.
Yeah, I don't know how mentalists do it. There must be some sort of like little clues that they are able to seed into our brains. I don't know how they do it. Yeah,
I don't either. So let's see. So Lily's like, I don't think anyone likes me really. And Jess is like, oh no, don't worry. Like, if they see you working hard, then they're totally gonna respect you. She's like, but how do I put on this sheet? She's like, oh my God, stop asking me things.
Lily's like, did you know that if you take a square and fold it in half, you can either get a rectangle or a triangle? My mind is blown.
Okay, so Kyle's asking for a deckhand available to carry things up, and Haley's like, oh my god, I only like 3 hours left on my break. And Laura has 7 hours left on break. And Max has 20 minutes left on break. Everyone's and Kyle's asleep. Like, Dick Crew, coming for coil. Oh, I'm on the ground. Someone help me, I'm on the ground.
And Jess and Lily are making beds, and so it's only Toomey and Kyle to help out. So they do one chorus, they're able to get it done, but then and Luca, by the way, is dropping the mentalist back on shore. So Luca's the only deckhand that's awake. And so now Kyle's like, Luca, if you could just send someone for assistance in the galley just to please help some of these dishes, please, Luca. And Sandy is, of course, overhearing. And she's like, are any of the deckhands helping out? We're like, what's going on here? Where are the rest of them? And she finds out that they're all asleep. She goes, what? Did anyone answer? There are no deckhands. Look, I'm for napping, not for sleeping, just napping. We got to wake some people up.
Wait a minute. I'm detecting real REM sleeping going on. Okay, that's not what it is. Nap is like, I'm detecting, they're sleeping. Okay, I need some more. Okay, come on.
Eight of clubs. God, that mentalist is good. Just made me say that for no reason.
Why do I want to go to Australia right now? Anybody?
So then Luca's like, everyone's in, and Luca radios on the boat, says that everyone's in cabins. And Sandy's like, you know, look, we only got you on deck. That's not okay, okay? We only have two people on deck. Not okay. I need someone on deck. So she goes in and wakes up Laura. And it's like, I need someone on deck, okay? There may be some pirates coming in. You never know. Could be a chandelier falling right in the middle of the ocean. I saw that earlier today. Very scary. Come on. You're usually on deck at this time, Lara?
Yeah. You know, we need two deckhands in case of an emergency, okay? It's not just for safety. It's also for service. So Sandy's like, you can't only have one person, okay? You need two. I am not happy. I'm not very happy. The priority is this. The food. Max, get up. This is the stuff that makes me mad. You know what? Yeah. Well, lots of stuff makes me mad, you know? handshakes instead of hugs. Don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing I don't like.
Don't like to see lipstick on glasses in the crew mess after everyone's gone out to dinner. Don't like that. Makes me mad.
You know what I don't like? Not bananas.
You know what I don't like?
Consider not bananas.
I don't like hard drugs smuggled in by my chief stew onto a boat.
And then if you're going to smuggle them in, I don't like when they're injected through the toes.
Okay, I don't like drug cartels taking over my boat and being run by someone who claims to be a chief stew. I don't like that.
So Sandy's like, well, I'm not happy. And the priority, you know, I'm not happy, basically. And so Luca's like, but they didn't get their breaks. And she goes, you know what? If they call and the crew doesn't answer, I'm fucking mad. You better watch out. Nobody's going to pay for anything. Come back next week, though, where we pretend I still can't park, even though I can.
Ding.
And that was it for Below Deck this week. So fun times. Fun times.
Yeah.
On this messy ass season.
Yep. Just keeps on a truck in this show. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We will talk to you next time, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony,
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinkin' Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.